This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's growing.
Journalists are focused on these investigations. What you hear from commentators on the right is that journalists are too obsessed with these Russia issues, Alex. Is there truth to that? Is there a point there?
Well, I actually agree with what both Matt and Caitlin said. Look, to Matt's point, there is no doubt that there is a liberal bias in much of American media. Most reporters are left of center. But I think there's an even bigger bias towards covering conflict, towards covering crisis. And there's no bigger conflict or crisis than the impeachment of a president and a scandal. And so in a week like this where the president did do some big good things, like the Cuba policy, which my former boss Marco Rubio worked on, That's totally overshadowed by the ongoing investigation, his tweets about the investigation, because that is such, the bias is towards that sort of conflict and that sort of scandal. So as long as there's a whiff of scandal in the White House, that's what the media is going to cover.
But wasn't that true during the Clinton presidency as well?
Well, I would argue that the Clinton administration handled the coverage around the scandal better than the Trump administration, which to the extent the Trump administration seems to have any sort of strategy, it's to let the president tweet out whatever he wants, but then don't let anybody else say anything at all. Try to cover up all the facts. You know, they're not being transparent. They're not answering questions directly. As you pointed out in the opening segment, the president hasn't done a press conference in months, hasn't given an interview in weeks. I think that's the opposite of what, you know, the Clinton team did, which was very transparent, very forward-leaning on the Starr investigation in the 90s.
Well, it's Alex Konat, former communications director for Senator Marco Rubio, of course, on CNN. You know, what are your thoughts? You know, this is an ongoing complaint that we hear from the media, of course, is tweeting Trump. And yes, I think it complicates the issues at time, and other times you can see where his tweeting does have an effect. I think some of it still, I maintain, as we've discussed before. In fact, I was having a conversation with several friends over the weekend. As I said, don't take Trump so seriously. I mean, you know, I think some of the stuff he does is just kind of jabbing at the media and just having fun. I think it's his own amusement, so to speak. And I know these are very serious issues, and he's, you know, I don't know, you know, you think, okay, well, maybe you need to be a lot more strategic on how you use your tweets. And, you know, as Newt Gingrich was suggesting over the weekend as well, keep it positive. You know, keep things positive right now in light of everything that is going on. We're losing time here. There's, you know, we've got another recess for Congress, which is ridiculous. And, I know there's a little bit of pressure, and it's little. I mean, you know, okay, you know, they're going to go on vacation. I think it would make a big statement if they decided to, really follow through on what some have suggested. And that is that they not go on break, that they stay here and get the people's business done. Because things have been dragged on for so long. I mean, we got a new president. Certainly there's been some obstruction, all that good stuff. But it's like, okay, look, you don't deserve to go on break because, you know, we're behind here. You know, we got to take care of this health care program that, you know, everybody's part and parcel to this deal. You know, I know Democrats are, you know, they're upset and they get really sensitive when you say, well, you know, you guys helped create this mess. You know, like we said last week, we got a mess on aisle three created by the Democrats with the health care program. But what are they doing to clean it up? You know, they're just standing back and kind of just jeering at the Republicans and say, have at it. I mean, you know, the Democrats know what the cost of, you know, a health care program did to them. How many seats did they lose? They lost the Oval Office, including, and their base of power and influence as a result of health care. And I think part of the reason that that's the case is because they shouldn't be handling it in the first place. And, you know, the Republicans, you know, can't help themselves. But, you know, if by some act of God they're able to come up with something miraculous that is outstanding, then the Democrats are going to be looking really bad here. But it is not going to be an easy fix, no doubt. I mean, they've been on it for a while. People are getting anxious about it. The media, it's amazing how twisted up in knots they are, but yet they forget so quickly that it took Barack Obama and the Democrats some 18 months in order to you know, create the mess we have right now. Lucky us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Good to have you along with us right now. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
What opportunities? I mean, here we are, you know, close to July. You want to execute an agenda this year so that perhaps you don't lose seats next year in 2018. Do you think you can get this done by July 4th?
I do. Well, I don't know about July 4th, but I do believe it can get done. And let me, I would say this, I would rather us do it right than do it fast. Because no matter what passes, if it isn't good or it has some unintended consequence, the president is going to be held responsible for that. Republicans are going to be held responsible for that. Let's not repeat the mistakes the Democrats made. The Democrats rushed their product through because they were afraid they're going to lose their 60-vote majority in the Senate. And they paid the price for 8 years because of that. And the American people paid an even greater price. We don't want to repeat that mistake. This is complicated. It's 50 states, 50 different marketplaces for insurance. We're going to get it right. And that may take a little longer than people want, but in the end, you're going to get a better product, and you're dealing with something called health care, which is a massive part of our economy, not to mention has a huge impact on people's lives.
So you think you can get health care and tax reform done in 2017, or are we talking 18?
Well, I think health care will happen this year. Tax reform, we'll see. We're working on that now. There's a component of it that I'm working with Ivanka Trump on, which is the pro-family component of it. And we argue that, you know, parents should be able to keep more of their own money to raise their children. We're a pro-family party. We believe in strengthening families. And, in fact, we'll have a meeting this week with her and a number of senators and House members to begin to lay out that portion of the agenda. But I do think tax reform, these things can work simultaneously. You don't have to wait to finish on health care before you start formulating ideas on tax reform, and that's happening right now.
And real quick,
Marco Rubio with Maria Bartiromo on Fox News talking about what our legislators are facing in these weeks. Again, you know, the question is, can they stay in session? Would that be a novel deal, or are they just still set to go on vacation at a time when, you know, they probably need to buckle down a little bit and address these issues, you know, because it seems that, you know, congressmen and senators, they love a deadline. A deadline, Scott, seems to bring them to conclusion because they figure, okay, well, you know, the clock is running, but if it's just keep, you know, they keep on going and pass it through, it's okay for the Democrats. They go, okay, we dodged another bullet. We're getting closer to these midterm elections, and the closer we get, the better it is looking for us, because the Republicans, you know, are going to be they're going to attack the Republicans for not, you know, fulfilling everything, especially in light of the fact that they're the majority party right now. I mean, they've got it all, right?
Yeah, they have it all at the moment, but it's not like the Democrats aren't running a risk here as well, because if you're just the party of no, that doesn't usually work for you. What are they standing for right now? Because all I hear them say is no.
Well, what they're standing for is let's impeach Trump, let's invalidate the presidency, let's put
you know, the country in a constitutional crisis of some sort. And they're running a big risk here. But I'm not sure the people are seeing this because the media is carrying their water and making it seem like they're doing something just awesome on behalf of we the people.
Well, I think that I think there's a couple things there. One, you got to remember that this is the same media that gave Trump zero chance to win. He didn't have a chance, you know. And we heard the whole way up that Hillary was running away with it, and turns out that wasn't true. So you got to remember, and I think people are starting to realize that, hey, my news is putting spin on things, and they're not giving me all the facts. I think he found that out a lot when Rubio a few weeks back in the Comey hearing, you know, asked him, you know, how come two of these three things were leaked?
Yeah.
You know.
And the thing that would have saved Trump, which was that he wasn't under investigation, is not leaked. And then, of course, now you get Mueller who comes in and immediately, supposedly, he's under investigation. Now we're back and forth on that. Is he under investigation? Not under investigation?
Well, he's under investigation now.
But I'm hearing both things. Then I'm hearing the president's attorney saying he's not under investigation. So all this stuff is just wacky stuff. And, you know, to what point? And then Mueller, I mean, the pressure is coming from Mueller on the other side that, look, you're in violation of a statute that says you can't have a conflict of interest. You can't even have the appearance of a conflict of interest. Well, it is clear that he and Comey are buddy-buddy. They're BFFs. So, there's no way that Mueller is going to resign. You know, that's not going to happen. And there's no way the media is going to force the issue. So it's just left to the Republicans to basically whine about it and just say, but there's no execution of the law here. You see, the laws are there, but if you don't execute on those laws and you ignore them, then they keep on going. This is what happened with the Barack Obama administration. Time and again, laws were ignored, and then here we are trying to clean up the mess on aisle three once again.
Well, and that's your biggest issue. I don't think people, I think most people don't like it when rules are only applied to one side. I think you see that in sports where people will talk about, you know, oh, this is, the game was rigged.
Right.
The refs were only calling fouls on one team. People pay attention to that. And it doesn't sit well with people when they think the game is rigged. So, you know, that's why there was after we found out about the DNC leaks, there was some backlash there. There's been.
But minor, though, Scott. See, what concerns me, there should have been.
Is it minor?
I think so.
Because they lost their election. They didn't gain a majority. They didn't, all the things that they thought that they had. So while I don't think your average person is out there, making a huge stink about it, I do think that people are paying attention. And
well, maybe it's mounting up, and maybe we need a straw to break the camel's back finally. But I would have, I guess maybe because I'm too close to it, and I look at this every day. But I'd have been, and I'm going, okay, where's the outrage from the country? That's why, you know, you've heard me say it was kind of like Atlas shrugged. You know, the country's just shrugging over these things. It's just another offense, another ignored law, and it's okay. I mean, you know, they want to talk about, voter fraud and everything, and it's like, okay, well, look what the Democrats clearly have gotten away with time. And I hate to just say the Democrats, but that's, we've got video. We got video of them, talking about how they're rigging things, bussing people in. They said they've been doing this for 50 years, and it's just like, okay. And then Eric Holder, our former attorney general, has the nerve to say, no voter fraud exists. Barack Obama, no voter fraud. What kind of credibility do you guys have? I mean, you make fun of, people like Alex Jones, for example, for, asking questions about things, and they say, well, it's ludicrous. You know, they made fun of Mitt Romney because Mitt Romney says, hey, you better keep an eye on the Russians. And, Obama goes, well, hey, the 80s called. Yeah, the 80s called. They want their foreign policy back. Well, now what do you got to say? Susan Rice and all the lies that she's perpetrated, on and on. And, oh, boy, it's funny how most of these are left-leaning people that are Democrat. They're part of the Democratic apparatchik. And, it's like some of this stuff's real obvious, Scott. but because we want to try to be fair-minded, we're reticent to call it for what it is. The conversation continues coming up next. Ted Hayes to talk about Juneteenth, right? Is a special holiday today.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
KDC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Gotta love the Constitution, as long as you're aware of it. You know, it's amazing how few people nowadays are aware of the Constitution. That's why I say, you know, it would behoove you several times a year to just sit down. I mean, it's a quick read. and to remind yourself of, you know, who's in authority here. And this is why the elites love us being in ignorance here, you know, and just being like a bunch of mushrooms, because they can run away and do, they can run away with it all and do as they darn well please at our expense. Time and again, we end up paying for these people. It's like I said, you know, hey, what do the legislators care? What does Congress care what happens right now? They're still getting a paycheck. They're still getting health care. It's we, the people, that are suffering at their hands and their obstructionism. But you got to speak up. You've got to assume your rightful authority position. I got to tell you, our next guest, I always love talking with Ted Hayes. It's like I grew up in radio, and I knew the name of Ted Hayes and saw his work in Los Angeles for many years. Ted is a member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network's National Advisory Council, a longtime L.A. area activist known for his work on issues such as civil rights, homelessness, and immigration. Also ran for public office on several occasions, and as I say, probably best known for his activism on behalf of the homeless and his quest to promote initiative and empowerment among the homeless population of Los Angeles. Ted Hayes, always an honor to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Better for hearing your voice, Bill. Thank you for the honor to share with your audiences.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I want to talk about Juneteenth. You know, the history of it. You know, we talk about the history of our country, and so much is, you know, people, you know, as we get down the road, I mean, because we're going back to the 1860s when this came about and what it represented. But in tradition, if these things aren't passed on, so much is lost. And this is why I believe it's very important for us to take a pause and take a look at what Juneteenth, the Emancipation Celebration, represents.
Well, you know, Bill, what we're doing with Dr. Albeda King and C.L. Bryant and some other folks, we've created something called the National Heal America Collaborative, which we're bringing healing between black and white people in this country. But there's a lot of misunderstanding in the race relations between black and white people as I've grown older and researched more. And one of the big mistakes that we're making in this country is we're focused, as black people, that is, the chattel slave descendants, for those whom Juneteenth was meant. We are so caught up in our holidays and things that relate to us, like Black History Month, of course, now Juneteenth. But we forget something. We forget that if it wasn't for white people in this country, certain white people, such as General Gordon Granger, with his 2,000 federal troops to back up the fact that slaves have been set free, when he came to Galveston, Texas, to share that, it was a white guy. White guys came. It was Yankee white boys who died for
exactly.
us.
Exactly.
And it was white men and women who wrote the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th Amendment, and the anti-KKK acts and so forth. And we black folks have gotten so much into it's all about us that we forget about the people who made us who we are.
Exactly.
That's what we're trying to do this year with Juneteenth.
Yeah, and what needs to be considered here, again, it's like what Ronald Reagan said. It's together, being united, we're more powerful. Because when you look at the investment of what went in to, you know, the Civil War, the people that paid the price, and we've said this on this show, you know, how many black people died for the, you know, how many white people died for blacks, you know, be free. And with that, it was not just black and white. We had people of all colors and cultures that are involved, if the truth be known, but they tried to make it into kind of a black and white narrative, and it's far from that. Because last time I checked, we still are a nation of immigrants, and the makeup of people that were involved to make this all happen, it was because we were living out the founding principles that our founding fathers gave us, and that is that, you know, united we stand. We are the United States of America. When we do that, we're an incredible force, Ted Hayes.
I agree 100%. And this is why, you know, Dr. King and I and others are working on creating this environment. Next year, April 4th, is the 50th commemoration of the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so each holiday, Juneteenth, July 4th, August 28th, which was the Civil Rights March in D.C. 1963, and on, we're trying to draw attention to the fact that we want to build up for next year that when King was assassinated in 1968, white people, particularly in this country, your hearts were bleeding. You were hurt.
Yes.
You were looking for healing. And the leadership that took over after King, instead of working to heal the racial wound, they agitated it and made money off of it to where we are at today in this great turmoil. We're trying to rectify that. We want people to understand it's time for us to heal in this country. If we do not heal, we're not going to be able to on this issue, we're not going to be able to unite on anything in this country. Look what just happened in D.C.
Yes.
But the rhetoric of the left, primarily Democrats, have been spewing this hatred toward Republicans and our president to find the kooks have come out to play and to kill. And the Democrats really have no right to do that because they're the ones who caused all this slavery business and racism and Jim Crow and all in the first place. Yet here they are running around agitating more, and now they want to sing Kumbaya? Please.
Yeah, exactly. I'm right with you on it. You know, several years ago, Ted, and you were you may have been there, you know, when Promise Keepers was quite prevalent, and Coach McCarthy was inspired. He got what I believe was a revelatory word from God about breaking the walls down. And we had blacks, whites, browns, everybody coming together in this incredible men's movement where there was restoration that was taking place, healing. And but sadly, Promise Keepers took a big hit and, you know, got kicked to the back of the bus, so to speak. But there were some things there. And what I witnessed, Ed, was the, you know, just like what you are seeing and what Alveda and the rest of the group is seeing, is that the time is well past due, and people are eager to get this behind them. They had hoped, in part, and maybe unfairly, that having a black president would have gone a long way. And unfortunately, that part got politicized. The things of value, those right and holy and good things that could have happened, got lost in translation, so to speak, and we missed it. But I am grateful to you and Dr. King and the others that are bringing this to the front, that, you know, that this narrative will get down to these young kids, too, because they need to get on board to realize that there's a brighter tomorrow for them if we're together as opposed to being at odds, which is some of these political forces, as you know, would much rather us be at odds, because if we're at odds with one another, they get to, you know, have access to the Treasury and continue to do business as usual.
I agree 100%. And I laid it at the feet of the socialists who have infiltrated our country since 1850. And
yeah.
They've been tracking this racial issue right through the Civil War, right up to the present day. And they, believe me, they have done very, very well at that. But then again, I mostly blame us people, the people who call themselves Republicans, because Republicans have forgotten or don't know who they really are. I would wager that at least 95-98% of the people in this country who call themselves Republicans don't have an idea of what the 1854-56 original Republican Party really is all about. So that's another issue that we're going to have to, you know, if you don't identify yourself, others will identify you. And the most racist element in the country, the Democrats controlled by the socialists, have called Republicans racist and made the term a pejorative to the point to where even my life was threatened in South Central because I'm a Republican.
Yeah.
I'm not in the party, but I'm a Republican in the belief of what the Republican agenda is supposed to be in this country, guardians of the Republic.
Yeah.
And I think that that's where the problem is. Once we can fix ourselves, turn on the light and the darkness will flee away.
Exactly. Ted Hayes, about 30 seconds. What do you tell the young black kids today that feel like they're not getting their fair share? What do you tell them about this emancipation celebration, Juneteenth?
We're telling them that they need to also recognize that if it wasn't for white folks, there would be no Juneteenth celebration. So let's include them in that and in Black History Month and in everything we do that has to do with black liberation in this country, because without white people, we'd still be back over in Africa cutting the food and carrying on. So thank you very much.
Well, Ted Hayes, we're shoulder to shoulder and back to back on this issue for the higher calling of everyone of all color. Ted Hayes, member of Project 21 Black Leadership Network's National Advisory Council.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Values, faith, service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Minutes before the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. It's always great to have you along with us, no matter how you join us, whether it's at BillMartinezLive.com or any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have around this country or around the world via shortwave. We welcome you all here as we do welcome Dan Perkins, registered investment advisor with over 40 years of investment experience, investing in all asset classes all over the world. Energy has been a core investment for Dan and his clients for the last 25 years. Dan, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, thank you, Bill. And I'm glad to be back with you. It's been a while.
Hey, it has been a while. How are we doing real quick? Update everybody on Songs and Stories for Soldiers.
Actually, I'm on the road, Bill. I'm headed up to Chillicothe, Ohio, where we just opened up the Veterans Hospital there and five satellites. And then Wednesday, I'm going to Chalmers P. Wiley, which is the largest physical therapy hospital in the VA system.
Wow.
And they've got 12 satellites we're going to add to it. And then on Friday, I'm working on a meeting with the leadership of the Disabled Veterans of America in Kentucky. Mm-hmm. So I hope to be at 75 by 4th of July and cruising towards 90 by the end of the year, maybe 100 if we're really lucky.
Oh, wow. I'm just so excited by this. And, you know, for all that, you know, we're partnering together on, you know, on behalf of our vets and encouraged with, you know, some things that are, you know, starting to happen in terms of leadership at the VA. I look for some real positive changes here in the next, 1 to 3 years, Dan. And of course, what
what we've committed to for songs and songs and stories for soldiers is just incredible. And I want to remind everybody, if you want to partner with us, give them the website, Dan, because, you know, a lot of people, I mean, I get people that go, oh, how do I get involved? I go to our website, sign up. Everybody's welcome. Appreciate your support. And so how can they get involved?
The website is songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us. Go to the website. You can learn about what it is we're doing and how you can help. But, you know, one of the things that I get asked all the time is the same question that you hear, Bill. How can I help? You can go to this website, and for $10, you can make a donation that'll get an MP3 player to a female or a male veteran and try and help them make it safely to Dawn. But, you know, I also think it's important to just take a moment. When I travel, and I do a lot, when I'm in an airport and I see a couple of soldiers in uniform, I go over to them, even as a veteran, I go over them and shake their hands and thank them for their service. And you can do that. It means a lot to them. And if you want to put a – I've got this group just met last week in Sarasota, they want to start visiting veterans in the VA hospital. And I said, believe me, they desperately need people to visit them in the hospitals because there are no visitors. So you can put in, you can donate $10 or more, or you can find a local VA hospital and go volunteer and go meet some people who put their life on the line for you.
Exactly. And the thing is, I will tell you, Dan, consistently, when you get to meet these kids, the stories that they tell you and how they bless you and how they help you appreciate this great country that we live in. And it is an honor. I mean, and I do the same thing, you know, when you see soldiers, you know, going through, and when you consider, you know, what the number is anymore, Dan. We're talking, I think, according to the latest research, less than 1% of all of America is in the military. Boy, that number is so small, carrying the weight. You talk about the 1% and the 99. You know, there's something, you know, dramatically upside down about this. So all the more we need to appreciate and be grateful for them. And then, you know, of course, then we hear about these disasters against our military that have happened, you know, like the, you know, the destroyer colliding with a container ship, which is, you know, for me, it's still, I was talking to a Navy friend of mine last night. I go, how do you miss a destroyer? Or how does a destroyer miss a container? I mean, you know, I mean, this is like a whole city floating, you know, on the, I know the ocean is massive, but how do these things come together?
Well, I wondered, because I figured that these military ships and even the cargo ships have radar, so they know where they are, and they should be able to see each other. And I can't fathom that the cargo ship ran into the American destroyer, and there wasn't a warning a long time in advance that they were closing on them. But I haven't heard any more about that story. I'm sure we will more. I did see the pictures over the weekend, and boy, it did a nice number on that battleship. So it was.
Yeah, and we lost seven. You know. Seven military men, you know, in that collision. I mean, I just, and I'm looking at these names, and, you know, all over the, you know, these seven people represent the country, and they're all over from East Coast, West Coast, the Midwest, the names of, you know, their names and that. I mean, wow, it's just, it's heartbreaking to say the least. But, Dan, I do want to get on to the topic that you wrote about recently, and that is this truth behind the Cuba move. As Donald Trump, as you said, you know, dropped a truth bomb on the Cuba regime.
Yes. I happened to be on a very short notice on Thursday. I was asked last Thursday to appear on China Global Television, which is broadcast in 117 nations and about 70 million viewers, to talk about Trump's policy on Cuba. And didn't know at the time that there were, I knew that there were three other people on the panel and a moderator, I didn't know that the deck was going to be stacked against me 4-1.
Right.
But in listening to those propagandists from Cuba and people supporting Cuba, the lies, the misleading that they were talking about with Mr. Trump's policy was very misleading. And so the piece that you have, I wrote in a response to try and help people understand that a lot of the stuff they're hearing in the mainstream media about this Cuba deal from, quote, the Cuban perspective is a bunch of crap.
Mm-hmm.
The woman reporter from Havana was talking about how tourism is up and they've got the Airbnb situation. And Havana is a community of a little over 2 million people. And I went to the Airbnb website, and there are 8 units available for rent in Airbnb in the entire city of Havana.
It's a bustling enterprise, isn't it? You got 8 Airbnbs. Oh, Lordy.
And then they talk about, is it going to danger our trade? And again, I went to the web and found from the Cuban government that the first contract in 50 years between the United States and Cuba, the first installment of the shipment was sent to the United States, received 2 days before Trump's inauguration.
Mm-hmm.
This first contract, the best they could do was charcoal, and the total amount of the contract was $17,000. Now, $17,000 in foreign trade from Cuba is not going to make or break their government, nor is it going to make or break us. But the reporters and the people were talking about how robust the trade is, and it's not tourism. I had to press several times with the reporters saying, so where does America fit in terms of tourism in Cuba?
Mm-hmm.
And one finally admitted that we weren't number one. Number one is Canada. And in fact, according to the tourism board, America only represents a little more than 7% of the total tourists coming into Cuba. So a lot of misleading statements. They talked about how robust the economy is. Average monthly wages is $20 a month.
Wow.
If you work for a hotel or resort that's not owned by the government, Bill, owned by the military, you're asked to give back 90% of your wages to the military.
Well, Dan, stand by. We got to go to break. More from Dan Perkins after this.
Businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-536-4436.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, thank you for joining in on the team and all the fun and conversation. We want to hear from you. Hashtag Be Martinez Live. Let us know your thoughts. 14 minutes right now before the top of the hour. A conversation with Dan Perkins continues, talking about Cuba. Dan, when the president signed the reversal of another one of Barack Obama's orders, surrounded by many Cuban Americans that were very excited that Trump was reversing what Obama had put into motion.
Absolutely. They again, going back to the interview that I did on Friday night, I asked the Cuban nationals. I said, let me ask you a question. How is it for the first time in 50 years or more, a U.S. president goes to Cuba and the Castro brothers refuse to meet him and greet him in that historic event at the airport?
Mm-hmm.
They don't go welcome him. And then after Obama leaves, Fidel writes a 1,500-page essay on the incompetence of Barack Obama. So the question then, what did Obama accomplish except to stir up the water in their relationship? There are people that were hopeful, especially on the left. This one of Obama's promises was that he would close Guantanamo, that he was hoping that when he made the visit, that in addition to the other things, that the Cubans would take Guantanamo, but they didn't take it. They can't handle it. They don't have the money and the resources. Bill, 80% of the food that the Cuban people eat has to be imported.
Yeah, that's amazing.
They don't grow it anymore. Don't grow it anymore.
Yeah.
So it's a very poor country. And I said, in a fitting example of what's going on about the lack of real progress in the Cuban community, when the president died, his car died.
I know,
and
that's
they had to push the hearse into the cemetery.
But that tells you? I mean, you don't need to go any further. I mean, this is a living example of socialism right there, and just as you spelled out, what they earn, $20, $20 is all they earn.
$20 a month, right? Now, but the supporters will say, but they get free health care. Okay, fine, you get free health care. But if you don't need health care that month, you still only have $20 to live on.
Exactly.
It's a very poor country, and communism, it didn't work. They're relying heavily on now support from China, which has replaced Venezuela as a major sense of support. But Venezuela doesn't have the money anymore and the resources. So the interesting thing is when I asked, we talked about the elections because Raul's term is up and they're going to have new elections. And I asked the question, is the new president going to be a continuation of the Castro brothers or something different? And I had to ask that question three times. And there's only one party in Cuba, one political party, legitimate party, that's the Communist Party. And they said, we hope that there will be some change. So they don't even know because it's a communist government. And the government, this is a government, what hoped to be a government utopia, where the government was in charge of everything. And it hasn't worked. It didn't work. And it's not going to work.
Exactly. Well, this is when you're left in the dark ages. I mean, this is a lot like North Korea. You know, you don't know what you don't know.
Absolutely. That's a great point, because that's the other problem in the world at the moment is what are they going to do with the missiles in North Korea? And I have to tell you, Bill, I've been watching this for some time. And let me tell you what I'm hearing. At least my interpretation of what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to attack North Korea. But what they're also saying is if they will respond after they launch the missiles.
In other words, there's not going to be a preemptive strike.
Well, that's what I'm hearing is that everybody's afraid, so everybody now wants to wait for North Korea to launch missiles and to have people die before anybody in the world, and it's mainly going to be the U.S., is going to respond. Now, Mattis has said that he believes that North Korea is the most imminent threat to the world.
Mm-hmm.
So whether we'll do a preemptive strike, I don't know, but it just very disconcerting to me that the world is saying everybody's going to sit on their powder waiting to hear and see what happens with Kim and if he launches any missiles. And that's another thing, Bill. I think there's a problem in that we have the wrong mindset.
Without a doubt.
We think that he's going to launch the missiles. He can just as easily take those warheads off the missiles, put them in a container ship like the one that ran into that American destroyer, send them across the Pacific, bring it into L.A. Harbor or San Francisco or Baltimore or whatever, and then explode it there. So just because we're focusing on the missiles, we have to be careful that we're not paying attention about the possibility of other delivery mechanisms for the missiles.
And when you think about the damage that would take place, do you still see him targeting the United States as his primary target? Or because if he does something to South Korea, which would no doubt cause a lot of damage, there would be a lot of carnage that could take place. But if he hits the United States, I mean, all hell will break loose at a level that I don't know that we could imagine it, Dan.
Well, we have this missile defense system, which we tried a couple of weeks ago, and
it was successful. Right, exactly.
It's been successful 5 out of 8 times. Whether it will continue to be successful, nobody knows for sure. I believe there are lots of things that are available besides this missile defense that would allow us to knock down something. Air Force friend of mine, Brigadier, said that it would take about an hour for a missile to get from North Korea to the west coast of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
We have lots of things that we could do in that hour. But But I think it's easily possible that he could also decide to go after South Korea, or he could go to Japan, or the Philippines, and create destruction. You know, if he attacks South Korea, we have a treaty with South Korea that an attack on South Korea
is attack on us.
Attack on us. And are we going to stand up to that? Or are we going to walk away? I hope we're not going to walk away.
I don't think so. With the generals that you've got in place right now, they're not going to put up with this. And, and speaking of Mattis, let's consider Afghanistan right now. He was full of all kinds of bad news here recently about Afghanistan, wasn't he?
Yes, they just announced they're going to add 4,000 more troops to Afghanistan soon. And we have to, I know this is, it's hard for me to say it this way, Bill. We have to understand that the president's only been president about 4.5 months.
Yeah, less than 150 days.
Less than 150 days. And he's accomplished, I believe, a lot. There's a lot more to be accomplished. But just getting involved with the military infrastructure and the chain of command and deciding what tactics we're going to use, how we're going to do them, is not something that happens overnight.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that with Mattis, we've got the right kind of Secretary of Defense, but even he is going to have it'll take him some degree of time to get totally organized and to get everything coordinated. But I believe he's working very hard to get that done so that we have a common goal and a common direction of the American military.
Yeah, and meanwhile, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, Trump's going to let him do his job. Mm-hmm. Like Obama, who tried to manage the military, what's going to happen here is that Trump is going to let Mattis do his job.
Yeah, and Mattis, in turn, has empowered the field officers to, in terms of the rules of engagement, to open it up in such a way to where they have territorial rights and control, where,
right.
Unlike with the Obama administration, even go back to President Johnson, they were micromanagers in wartime, and they were making every decision having to come back to the Pentagon. Well,
mm-hmm.
I mean, how does that, I mean, that's not the way wars are fought.
Right. You're absolutely right.
I should say, it's not the way wars are won, let's put it that way, not necessarily the way they're fought, right? Yeah.
That's a good point. Very good point.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Without a doubt. So, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I'm waiting.
I was just going to say, we do have the beginning of a cohesive strategy on a global basis. We have a great Secretary of State, good Secretary of Defense, and the President's allowing these leaders that he's handpicked to do their job.
Yeah, and that's a good point there, Dan Perkins, because this is what good leadership does. It draws people to themselves. People have, as opposed to what was happening previously, where they were just stepping back and getting away because they didn't want to follow the leader. But now you're starting to see more following the leader taking place as a result of the Trump administration. Dan Perkins, Islamic historian, terrorist analyst, and contributor to TheHill.com. Thank you, Dan.
Offer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
The answer to be